Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Tuesday night, and with Jan Drake Bakke and Chris White, Intuitive Chris White, and this month we're doing the show on magic. So we're going to be doing some readings later on. First, we'll talk just a few minutes about magic and how we feel about that. And Jan has a poem to read. So I'm just going to go ahead and pass the show over to Jan, let her read her poem and talk a little bit, and we'll get the show rolling. So go ahead, Jan.
Sure. Thanks, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, tonight, about magic, and that is such a neat subject because it's something that I haven't been all that familiar with, but as I've learned about it, it's turned out that I've known about it all my life. And actually, it's been part of my life, all of my life. And so I looked up a few things on it, too. And when I think of magic, I just think of it. It's excitement to me when I think of magic. But a neat quote that this lady, Nora Roberts, wrote was, "Love and magic have a great deal in common. They enrich the soul, delight the heart, and they both take practice." And that is so true. And when I think of magic, I think of it to create, transform, and to move quickly, like magic can be done quickly. And some of the stuff that I looked up said that magic invokes supernatural powers to influence events. Magic is practice. It means aligning the individual will with the divine will. Magic follows the path of least resistance. Magic affects change in the external reality. An extraordinary power or influence, seemingly from a supernatural source. And the way I take that is when they say extraordinary power, I think of a godly power to influence seemingly from a supernatural, a godly source. So to me, it's all God is the way it is. I just make it very simple like that, but that's what it is to me. And but in ceremonial magic, there's different types of magic, and the one that I was reading about, they broke it down to 7 different kinds of magic. But the one that I read about was ceremonial magic. And when you have a ceremony, a ritual, it's a form of magic. In other words, when you put your hands together for a prayer, or performing a simple ceremony, that is magic right there. Candles are used for magical prayers and rituals, and nothing in ceremonial magic is dangerous. So I do lots of prayer, and I do a lot of Christian prayers, and so I equate it to magic. Then they had 2 different words that are used, and one is called invocative magic, and that means it's a generic word for both invocation and evocation. Invocation is when you deal with entities, spirits, beings, and intelligences that are higher than you, and evocation is when you deal with entities, spirits, and beings who are lower than you. So if you say that you're going to evoke those spirits, those are the ones beneath you. And if you're going to invoke, those are the ones above you. So that's just a little bit of information on some of the practical parts about what magic is. But in general, to me, magic is life. And it's breath, and it's love, and it's joy, and it's God. And that's really how I look at magic. And I know there's people out there who practice magic, and it's like a practice, you know. And so, and there's different things that they do to do magical rituals. And as a matter of fact, I do some of them with the moon. And our friend Patty Negri is the one who has taught me how to do that. Anyway, I'll just say my poem, and then that'll finish up what I'm talking about. This is a poem that I wrote today. It goes, magic is a spark that ignites a divinity. The smile on your face is one of magic that brings a heartfelt affinity. The sparkles in your eyes are magic, and they take sadness out of our cries. There is magic in words we speak to one another that allows truth to overcome lies. There's magic in our touch, our caresses that we share. Magic, like love, is part of our true nature. It is something we all wear. Magic is inherent and part of the soul's ascension. Without it, we would not be traveling in this magnificent dimension. Magic is for all of us to express in, experience, and to practice. It's already there for us, part of us, inside of us. It is natural, like a hug and a kiss. And that's that.
Jan, that was excellent. you had a lot of
good.
Really good information. I'm not sure how to follow.
Huh?
I said I'm not sure how to follow that, but I'll go ahead and try with my left brain thinking like I do so much. But
okay.
When I I guess what I was going to relate is when I first came into Psychics Gone Wild, I was coming from a real quantum physics background, and in quantum physics, it's there's just electromagnetic waves of energy vibrating at different frequencies, and they have a mindset that, you know, you how you think either attracts things to you or pushes things away from you. And that's where I was with my thinking. And then as I moved into Psychics Gone Wild, I started being, learning and listening to Jethro, they start talk about magic, and that certain, whereas when I was looking at quantum physics and that how I was looking at energy and thinking that my thoughts, I could move things around with my thoughts, I hadn't really looked at that you can actually move energy with anything and create magic. And that's when that word came alive to me. And I know there's two different camps on that. So some people believe that your thoughts, you know, they believe that you can heal yourself with don't.
Uh-oh.
They go, you know, yeah, I know. It's like, you know, we don't need protection because if you don't think about things that are bad, when a thing, or I don't want to use the word bad, it's derogatory, but if you don't think about negative energy, it's an illusion anyhow. It's not going to exist. And then there's the other camp that's like, no, negative energy's out there. And if you don't use something to kind of deflect it and keep it from off you and away from you, it will come on you and have negative effects. So I just want to say that at this point in my life right now, I think that when I was going through all my learning, it's funny, one of the first books I read when I studied NLP was called Magic in Action, but it was a psychology book written by Richard Bandler. And it was very, very psychological about linguistics and stuff. But it was from that, as now that I'm here at this point, I moved into metaphysics and then I got into quantum physics and spirituality. And now that I'm here at this point right now, I look at that and I go, you know, paradox in metaphysics, those both of those exist at once. You do attract and repel things with the way you react and your thoughts, because when you think something, it sends a signal to your heart, you react to it. So if someone gets angry at you, you can get angry back, feel anxiety. That's a lower vibrating frequency. Or you can look at them and smile and just go, you know, I'm sorry you feel like that. I wish you luck, you know, and you move up to more of a kind of higher vibrating frequency, or you can use things to protect yourself. And I think that will repel things, you know, kind of move. It displaces energy is what I like to call it. It'll just move it around you. So at this point, I believe in both of those. I think both of them really are true at the same time. And I don't think that we as humans are adept enough at our thinking to be able to ward off negative energy with just our thoughts. And there's something about, you know, semi-precious stones, oils, soaps, herbs, different things, and just the scent of them, the color of them, all the different modalities of those things, it displaces the energy and causes it to move. So if you have those things around you, energy will come towards you, but it will move away from you and not come right at you. So that was my, I hope it wasn't too complicated, but that was my explanation for magic. And I have indeed, like you said, Patty, and some of the people in our organization, Psychics Gone Wild, have introduced me to something very intriguing. I'm very interested in it. And I myself have found myself doing ritualistic type things because they seem to bring this magical feeling into my body, and I'm believing now. So this month is on magic, and we'll be talking more about it, the different aspects of it, and how I'm just really intrigued by. I like to post pictures on Facebook, and it's because the colors make me feel a certain way. And those feelings, you know, they go to my brain, and then I send signals to my heart. And when I feel good, you know, I send love, electromagnetic love, you know, vibrations out, like from my heart. And that's a type of magic to me, you know. As a matter of fact, I think magic is synonymous with miracles. And so that's where I'm coming from. And
I completely agree with you. I love everything that you say, and I completely agree with all of that. And that's exactly what I think too. I think it's synonymous with love and with God and with Jesus and with all spirituality. I really do. And
yeah, everything is God. Yeah. Everything is love. It's all a vibrating, resonating electromagnetic, you know, energy that's moving all around us. And we can work with things to move that energy in different directions and do different things with it. And it's funny, it's not funny, but it's interesting, very interesting to me, all the different things, especially when I listen to Patty talk, you know, about the full moon rituals and stuff. That is very interesting to me. And I look at that and go, you know, that could be true. I listen to people and I listen to their stories and I think to myself, okay, does this story resonate with you or not? And a lot of her stories have been resonating with me. And so I listen to them with very, very interested. And you know, going, I wonder, I'm learning as we go along more and more about that. So, you want to go ahead and take a caller, or you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. For sure. Okay. Let's take 631.
Hello?
631. Yeah, who are we talking to?
Hi, I'm Sue, and I just wanted a reading on my love life, if possible.
Okay, Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Hi.
Is this Sue from Facebook?
No.
Okay.
Sue, I'm seeing a white, like, it's a coyote, but it's white. I don't know if coyotes come in white, but this one does. So, let's check it out. I don't know what I might have given you another time. I never remember. Do you remember what I gave you last time?
No.
Okay. That's all right. Yep, it sure is. Sure is a coyote. I'll have to look in my files. I keep a file of everyone who calls in. It says lighten up, and you may be taking things much too seriously, and the resources you need are available. Something quite unexpected and not necessarily welcome is about to happen. Uh-oh. Rather than fighting or running from the situation, it will work out better if you just adjust to it.
Like what?
I don't know. This is just general information about the coyote. And so that may not happen at all. This is just like a general overview of the coyote. So you know, whatever it feels right to you at the time, and if I feel anything that feels right too, I'll make more of a point of it. And it says to forgive yourself for any mistakes or errors and look for the gifts that have come out of the experience, out of any experience, really. And if you're feeling down and you need to regain your sense of humor about life, you are a survivor and capable of living through almost any experience. Now, that's really amazing about the coyote. And you're also a natural teacher, and you're able to see humor in the most challenging situations. Does that seem helpful to you? Does this animal feel like you could resonate with that a little bit?
Yes.
It says here to lighten up is the first thing it says. I don't know if that, does that feel right to you too? Maybe
yeah.
You could just not take it so seriously and about your love life and kind of let it flow a little bit more, even though I know, I remember we talked about this, sort of letting it come to you a little bit more, but also it's, you know, sometimes you just have to take a break and just not worry about it and then get back at it again, you know what I mean? Because I know you're working hard at this. I know you are. And I feel for you too. And it's no matter what, love is always something to work at sometimes. And we have to learn how to open, we have to learn how to, gosh, I don't want to say this wrong. I think I'm going to pass it over to Chris before I say it all wrong. Okay.
Oh, you're doing great. Oh, gosh. Okay, Sue, I can tell you the cards I got. I know I ask this sometimes, but do you feel like you have any spiritual gifts yourself?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, then that tells me more about the story.
I don't know. Like, I'm getting these premonitions that, like I said, I'm working at an elementary school, but I wouldn't mind working at the middle school. And I kept thinking of that. Today I got a phone call from the middle school. I don't know what it's about.
Yeah. Okay. The reason I ask you that is I pulled some real strong cards, and the card that the the base, the root card to it was accelerated motion. It was, and it's a very, it's a spiritual card. But the other four cards are strong cards. Three of them are in the major arcana, and the first one, the one that's dominating the story, is the authority card, and that would tend to tell me that you are a strong person, and that you tend to want to take authority when you get into a relationship. And the past card was the hope card, like you have been hoping for this for a while. The middle card, the present card, was the throat chakra card, which is telling me that you that possibly you need to approach people more when you see. That's why I was asking about the accelerated motion. Are you waiting for someone to say something to you, or do you go up and talk with people and initiate conversations?
I don't know. I don't really have the opportunity with men recently.
Really?
When I go on blind dates, but
okay. Well, this throat chakra is just telling me it would be good if you talk more, if you related more, opened up more, maybe trusted a little bit more, to let people, you know, let people know about yourself. And the future card actually was a real good card. It's the new beginnings card. And that to me tells me that something's not too far off in the future, you know, it, especially with this accelerated motion card on the bottom. And so with those two cards, with the new beginning and accelerated motion, I would say things aren't too far off. One thing that it will depend on is kind of opening up, trusting, and letting people in, and does that resonate with you at all?
No, if I met the right person, I would.
Okay. Well, that's what's saying, you know. And then I would say, you know, pay attention to your intuition and your observation skills, and see if you can pick up on who the right person is. If that
makes
sense.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Sue.
Okay. Thanks, Sue. Okay.
Good luck, Sue. We'll talk to you another time.
Okay. Okay. Okay, we'll take another one here. 951. 951, are you there?
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California.
Nathaniel from California, all right.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
Yeah, you want to go first, Jan?
Sure.
Okay.
So, Nathaniel, how are you doing? I'm just trying to pick up the animal right now. It's
okay.
Slowly coming in. I'm seeing like a truck in a desert area. I don't know if there's any.
I've been kind of stuck out here in the desert for about a year and a half.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm seeing.
And I want to get a moving truck to move out to some more populated area, hopefully by the beach.
Nice, yeah.
But I don't know where I'm going, and I'm kind of need a job. I'm kind of busted too, so.
And what desert area is this? What town or
Barstow,
state is this?
Barstow.
Oh, okay,
Barstow?
Yeah. I sure do.
I
live in Las Vegas, so we're in the same vicinity.
Oh, so I'm kind of just past the 58, so I'm like in North Linwood. It's really Barstow, but could be a lot closer to Linwood, North Linwood.
Well, I see that desert real. I see it, and I see.
good picturing then. So you saw. I hope that's a moving truck to move back to civilization.
Well, I see a truck. Yeah.
Is it a moving truck?
No, it didn't look it. Well, no, it didn't really look like a moving truck. It just looked like a big truck, you know, like
okay.
a regular truck, like, you know. But, yeah, so that may be a good sign for you that I'm seeing that, but I'm trying to see what...
I think some other psychics have seen moving trucks or something. Have they? I see the moving truck.
Oh, have
truck.
They? Oh,
yeah,
wow,
yeah.
Cool.
I do astrology, too, so I do Chinese astrology, numerology, name cords, so I figure out your name numerologically. And I know, like, every day of the year has a certain day for it. Like, Einstein was born the day of relativity. And it goes on and on. Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrifying excitement.
Oh, how neat.
I have to throw you
yeah.
off, but, like, so it goes on and on and on, so I can go on. For,
I bet.
You
know, so that's really interesting. I am seeing an animal now. Oops, sorry.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that Chinese astrology would be very interesting. Have you ever done shows on that?
Chinese astrology, that's like the year of the dragon or the year of the metal dragon. It's like 4D, and 1952 is the year of the water dragon. And 1964 is the year of the wood dragon. And wood is the Jupiter element of it. It's very expansive and jolly. And that's in its own element. So they all get like different elements like that. And then you get a companion thing if you were born in the certain hours. So everyone born between 7 and 9 in the morning has the dragon accent when the stomach comes up. It actually relates to the Chinese medicine well, because that correlates with the stomach meridian, and that's when you should eat between 7 and 9 in the morning. 8 o'clock would be perfect for, like, elderly
wow.
people. Elderly
right.
people. Like, yeah.
How interesting. Oh, I love that. I love all that stuff. Just out of curiosity, while you're on that, what is it when someone's born, like, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon?
Of being, if you're born between 3 and 5, that's the hours of the monkey. So the monkey is
oh,
really...
Oh, it's the monkey. Okay.
But see, if you were born before 3, that would be the year or the accent of the sheep, which is, you know, that's actually correlates to the sign Cancer. And then Leo,
uh-huh.
and then Leo is the monkey, you know, so that's...
Oh, okay.
So you can double up your elements. So if, like, say if you were born in 1964, you have a double element anyway, being the wood is in the wood. And if you were born between 7 and 9, that would be the dragon accent as well in the morning. And then again, if you were Aries, that would quadruple your element, so that would make you real powerful.
Oh, wow. That is just too cool. I love it.
Yeah,
I love dragons, too.
yeah, you know,
I
dragons
totally love
actually,
dragons.
Dragons were actually real in China, and when they breathed fire, they actually had helium in their thing, so they'd grit their teeth to, like, spark the helium coming out, and they would actually really breathe fire. So a dragon was an actual, you know, being an animal or whatever in China way back when, and they have other things of it. And then when the dragon would fly, the helium would go in its wings.
Wow.
So the dragons really could fly and breathe fire. And then
and
they're
opposite. They were,
they're the opposite.
They were real in China? They were actually real
yes,
in China?
There's actually dragons were real in China at one time.
Oh, I love it.
it's our belief now, but I would just love to see one. I don't know how big they were, but.
Well, I'm just going to, I think this is so interesting, and thank you for sharing all that. Really appreciate it. I'm just going to tell you what the animal I saw very quickly, and then I'll pass it right over to Chris. I could listen to what you're saying too more. That's so interesting. I saw the kangaroo, and
well, the kangaroo is
says,
a bunny. Isn't the kangaroo abundant? Isn't the kangaroo abundant? Is it abundance?
Abundance. It very well could be, because it says progress will happen in leaps and bounds. and there's nothing to worry about. You will always have all of your needs met. Yeah, it is very much of abundance. And once you've gotten your momentum, keep moving forward and don't look back. And if you start off slowly, but once you get moving, nothing can stop you. And and it says here it is. Here it says you live in a continual state of abundance and find that what you need typically shows up for you readily. So yes.
Well,
cool.
That's really cool. If you want to have me as a guest on your show, I'll talk about anything you want. I actually have a radio show. I'm Nathaniel's Knows Best, but I haven't done a show for a while. My computer, my hard drive's been out, so it'll just kind of, I don't know if it'll dump during the show or not.
Awesome.
Okay.
But you know what?
You want me to go ahead and do my card, Shan?
Yeah.
Thanks, Jana.
Okay. Yeah. I basically am seeing the same thing, Jan. So my top card was the base chakra, and then my past card was the patience and planning. And so the base chakra is kind of telling me that you are a strong person, and that you you're real grounded. And the patience and planning is just saying that, you know, with patience and planning, you'll get what you want. And my bottom card was the destiny card, which is a real good card from the major arcana about that, you know, you're moving towards your destiny, and that's also going to come. These last two, are you in a relationship at all, or?
Not yet, but they've been saying I'm going to be meeting a girl either when I move or before I move. I'm thinking it's going to be when I move, but I don't know. You know, some people,
okay. Yeah, that makes sense. The reason I ask you that is because the present card was that you're getting ready to meet. It's a spiritual union card. And you're getting ready to meet somebody that's going to be, it's going to be a spiritual type thing. And then I pull the memories of love card for the future. And I think that's the present card. And I think it's just kind of a comment on the present card as to, when you meet this person, they're really going to, you're going to have this spiritual relationship, and it's going to be, and there's going to be a lot of memories of your love, you know, the things that you love and stuff that are involved in the relationship. But I pulled some pretty nice cards on you. It looks like your destiny and it's saying, you know, you're strong, be patient, and you're going to meet someone soon, and you're going towards your destiny. And when you do meet this person, it's going to bring back a lot of memories of the things that you've loved in your life. And does that resonate with you? Or?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, sweet. Well, we need to go on.
I thought the same thing when you said it.
That's great.
You know,
that's a great reading.
Okay.
Well,
thanks,
Nathaniel. Thanks again.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Thanks, Nathaniel.
Thank you. Okay.
Nice meeting you.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go right down, go to 856. Take another caller.
Okay.
856, are you there?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
This is Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi.
So, hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. My question is, I'm looking for work, and I'd like to know if you're picking anything up about when or where I'll be working.
I see like this bird looks like a really looks, it really looked like a rooster to me. So let me just see what, just out of curiosity, what the rooster is saying here. And, gosh, I don't know if I can find it quickly enough. Let me see if there's another animal, because it's hard to find here. It turned into something else too, so let me just see what that was real quickly. But it starts out as a rooster, and then it goes into. Could you just say your name real quickly again?
Laura.
Oh, Laura, right. Okay. It went into a tiger, so that's funny. But anyway, it did. So let's check that out and see what the tiger says here. I pretty much know what the tiger says, but the tiger is a really, really spiritual animal, and it's a protector and also a leader. And the tiger helps you in so many different ways, as far as with like doing healing and things like that. And it's just a really, really powerful animal. And it's a go between this world and the next world, as far as like it can be like a guide, actually, too. Get ready for a new adventure. And you'll be introduced to some dramatic changes in your life when Tiger comes in. But be really patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal more quickly than expected. You will find a way of healing from a physical condition or an emotional disturbance very quickly. That's what Tiger does, and that's what Tiger has done for me, too. You are naturally clairvoyant and have the gift of prophecy. You're a healer and have strong tactile sensitivities, adventurous, passionate, and you live life to the fullest. So with the tiger in here, it's the time to restore yourself, I think, a little bit. And also think about healing and think about creating a sacred space in your house that's all for yourself, so that you can concentrate and pray and meditate and get yourself in a really good space so that you can attract the job that you are desiring, is how I'm taking it. Do you ever do that? Like go into a sacred space and just do some prayer and meditation?
No, I'm in an apartment. And I feel very confined, and I want desperately to be able to, I need desperately to buy a home.
Uh-huh.
And one of my desires is to buy a home where I have peace and tranquility, and I'd like to set up and I even want to set up a meditation room.
Oh,
I have plans
cool.
to do that, yeah. But where I'm living right now, I just feel completely confined, and I have to get out of here, but I can't do it until I can have a job where I can afford to make the move, you know. And it's just so weird, because I really want that meditation space, but I don't feel that I can have it in this apartment.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It's really nice to have a space where you feel comfortable to do it too. It's important to have that. So I totally understand. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have that in the apartment. I got to get out of here.
Okay.
Do you want me to take it, Jan?
Yeah, please.
Okay. We have to keep going. We're not moving real fast tonight. So okay. I pulled the rest and rejuvenate card up at the top, but which is kind of in the kind of the space you're in right now. But in the middle, I pulled some really strong cards. I pulled the spiritual strength card and the power card, which you've already expressed that you're into spirituality and you're wanting to set up a sacred space. But I pulled that, and I pulled the power card, and I also pulled the triumph card for the future card and the major arcana, and they're all sitting on top of the patience card. So these three center cards are kind of sandwiched in between the rest and rejuvenate and the patience card. But it looks like the three middle cards are, it looks like you're a powerful person. You have a powerful personality, and you will triumph about getting this job. And the spiritual strength card is something that that you can lean into and lean into your spiritual gifts to kind of help you get that job. What kind of gifts do you feel like you have? Are you intuitive?
I think I'm empathic. I know that I hear my angels probably when I'm sleeping, because I get a lot of ideas, Matt, that will come to me during the day. I also get the angel numbers 111 a lot, 1111, 2222. And I get pennies a lot. I also actually find feathers a lot of times. I'll find feathers. They're floating down in front of me. It's weird.
Yeah,
and light screens.
What I would do if I were you, it sounds like I'm giving you advice now, but instead of reading, but it says here that you do have spiritual strength. Start being really observant of those things and where, and if they're, you know, what you think they're meaning to you, and if you're patient and you start to observe that, you will actually manifest. My guides and angels are telling me that you can manifest this job. So that's what I'm reading. That's what I'm picking up. Is manifestation have you thought about that, or?
I've been told that I manifest things. It's just kind of believing in it, I guess, believing that I can, as opposed to being told that I, you know, it's hard to believe, because I feel like all I do is struggle. Everything is uphill for me. So it's hard to believe that I can manifest anything, because it just seems like I have my ups and I have my downs. I have my ups and I have my downs.
Yeah. Well, let me say this one last thing, and then we need to go ahead and move on. But the power card is the picture I'm going to describe. It's a picture of a lion, but it's a man with a lion's face, and one eye is kind of partway shut, and the other eye is like wide open. So this card combined with the last card, the triumph card, is a man on a horse, and he's riding with his flag, and he has triumph. And that's the reason why I'm saying be real observant of all. You seem to be observant anyhow, but be extra observant of the things that are happening around you, and I believe you'll manifest this job. And that's,
okay, thank you. Thank
okay.
you so much. I appreciate
it.
Both of you.
Okay,
you.
Thanks.
Oh, good.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Laura.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let's go on to another one.
Okay.
7. Oh, man, come on. Okay, hang on a second.
Okay.
I think my mouse battery's going dead on me a little bit. Okay, we'll go to... Okay, I'm going to go here and play a song for a minute.
Sure.
And see what's wrong with this mouse.
Okay. I am just now realizing that I started out the program and did not really introduce who we are and say anything about it, which I usually am real good at. I breeze right by that. But okay.
So I'm going to do it right now.
Jen, there was a lot to cover.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, I'm sitting here with my Skype headphone set just trying too hard because it's. But it is a profession to answer, born into an environment of governmental investigation with a mystical path experience from the brevity of life and living in the moment to genuine true love and spiritual insight. So ask Jan about her personal totems, being in the zone, and the intuitive abilities of finding missing persons. And you can reach her at jandrake007@hotmail.com. And I myself am an empath. I work with the tarot, and I listen to my...
Oh. Are you still there, Chris? Oh, shoot. Ooh. Hello? Hello? Uh-oh, can you guys hear me? Lori and Sue? Oh, can you guys hear me? Okay, that's fine. You know, it's really funny because I got this feeling before the show started that... I might have to do that. Isn't that interesting? So I got another poem ready. So, oh, there he is.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to touch anything.
Okay.
Okay, Chris. I'm going to buy a new Skype headset before I do another program. My little wire here is shorting out on me. So, before it goes out again, I want to do a little bit of commercials. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and go to www.psychicsgonewild.com to see all of the readers we have. We can pick different readers there, the one of your choice. And you can also go to Blue Moon Treasures and see all the stones and rocks and different things that we have for sale at www.jethrosmith.net. And you still hearing me, Jan?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah.
Okay. this is the first program my headset's decided to wipe out on me. And you can get Jethro's book, Living in the Psychic Realm, at www.gohastings.com. And
hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
And also, you can get his new book, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, Waking Your Intuition. You can get that at Amazon. So I want to get that in before the program goes out. Gosh, I had this microphone all taped up, like hoping it would work, but apparently, has a mind of its own. So. Let's take one more call.
Oh, well.
We don't have a lot of time left, but we can take one more call. And
okay.
So we'll take 715.
Sounds good.
Man. Okay. I guess tonight's our night, Jan.
I guess it is. We were wondering when it was going to happen.
Because I'm clicking on all these microphones, and it is just
not happening.
Okay, here goes one, 715. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, do you have me there?
Yeah, I've gotcha.
Okay.
Who's this?
My name's Kevin. I can relate. I have problems with my phone shorting out or blowing up with different electrical equipment. So I understand what you're going through tonight.
Yeah, my Skype cord where it plugs in to the USB port, you know how the cords, they get a little kind of, they get kind of messed up after a while, and if you just, you know, they quit working. So mine, I had to bend it just the right way, and it's bending back and kind of shorting out. But did you have a question?
Yeah, my name is Kevin, just to get that out there, and I appreciate what you guys are doing. I am a light worker. I've been into it for about 20 years, empath, healer, and that. I lost my soulmate to crossing over about 12 years ago, and it kind of put titanium plates, if you want to call it, on my heart, and I have all these gifts that are sitting here. I feel like a capped oil well right now. And I need to get out of my head and into my heart. I was wondering if you guys could give me a reading and give me an insight on that.
Oh, how interesting. Jan, why don't you let me take this? We got about three minutes left.
Sure.
And,
I
have the, and I'm going to go through it kind of quick. Because we're about ready to go off here in a minute. But my top card is movement, choices, and decisions. And past card is mental conflict, where obviously you're at right now. But the middle card is your heart chakra. And the future card is the wisdom card. And it's sitting on top of the fulfillment of wishes cards. So I'm looking at this, and this heart chakra is really jumping out at me, and my guides, I can hear, you know, I hear from my guides at times, and they're telling me that, you know, you will get this, the fulfillment of wishes, and the wisdom will come from your heart chakra. Where is a plate over your heart?
I kind of. Like the term that I was heard before is I put titanium plates over my heart after she passed.
Oh,
and
okay.
You know, everything works out of the heart.
Yes, I would really start focusing on that heart chakra and pulling up energy into that heart. You know, like you, I don't know if you do any sort of kundalini pulling the energy up to your chakras or do any kind of energy work. But I would really start pulling energy into that heart chakra. My guides are saying that you can remove that, and if you pull energy into your heart chakra, you can blow that off your heart chakra.
Okay.
Okay. And
I appreciate it because I've been trying to get it done for a while, and I know that's the one thing that's holding me up and holding me back right now. So, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and you were getting ready to go off the air, so I'm glad we got that one last in. And
take care, Kevin.
Jan, do you have any? Yeah, take care. And you can reach me at intuitivechriswhite@gmail.com, and you can reach Jan at jandrake007@hotmail.com. And do you have anything? Last thing to say, Jan, before we get ready to go off here, and I think we got about 30 seconds.
Oh, well, that magic is in everything that we do, and to look for magic and to let magic come out of you and let magic be part of your life, and don't be afraid of magic. It's a beautiful thing, and I wish everyone a magical evening and a magical week and a magical life, too.
We got 10 seconds. And I want to thank everybody in the chat room. We love you guys. Thank you for being there and letting me know about things. So I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Lori and Sue. I really appreciate it. Love you both.
Okay.
Good night.